Hey guys, on this episode of the BAMcast, we are doing our BAM binge. We're doing Legion's episodes 4 through 6. Adam and I recounted after watching it this past week and catching up on it with the community. So this was taken from a live feed we did on March 25th, 2020. And it lasts about 45 minutes, but it's a lot of fun. And so if you love deep diving shows, this is your chance to jump in with us. We'll be doing episodes 7 through 8 next week, and just stay tuned to BAM for even more content. Enjoy the pod.
Leave, yep. Unless you were an essential business. Just want to give you guys a quick update on that, because that they put Austin under that, and if some of you are watching, maybe you're going, wait a minute, what's happening? In our county, where we are at, we are deemed an essential business. Under warehouse and fulfillment, and what we do here is deemed an essential business. So everything for us right now is just still going strong, still going steady. We'll continue with the live updates. We actually have here in a couple days, we'll be giving you guys, Final Friday, we'll be giving you franchises that are coming out. We'll give you some more cool Box updates. There's some really cool stuff coming in the next couple of months. We were talking about that earlier.
We got big stuff coming.
Big stuff coming. I want to make sure I at least get you guys that before we, jump into...
Yeah, being a shipping fulfillment center, we got in and, you know, we were honestly, we were like a little worried when it first was coming out. We were like, what is this going to mean for us? How are we going to make this work? Are we going to be building boxes in his garage?
We did not know what it was
going to
look
like. We
didn't know,
but thankfully we got in under the minimum guidelines. And so we're here, we're operating, and we're very excited. We're on track to get everything we need for the pop culture box tomorrow at the latest. Maybe even today. It still might come in.
It might be happening during this while we're live here.
Which
means
we're going to be working on getting those boxes out to you guys ASAP.
Yep.
And then we're going to turn right around, do the big box.
Do the big box.
Be caught up and then jump right into box number three.
So
it's almost there, guys. We're almost there.
Thank you, guys. I know everyone's having patience everywhere because everything is just is crazy.
Just crazy.
I just got off the phone with a friend in California, and they're right down near Disneyland, and just said, hey, you know, what's it like there right now? And they said, actually, went to the store the last 2 days has been, you know, whatever normal is now, normal. They said that there was stuff on the shelves. Nobody was hoarding. Nobody was going crazy. Kind of like the panic has subsided. And I feel that even a little bit here. I know yesterday when they put us on that, we thought it would be really crazy. It doesn't feel super different today.
No, it doesn't.
I think the panic has subsided and just the reality is setting in. And now we're like, okay, we have a little bit of time. We're through this thing. We're on the other side of it, and we're doing it together. So
California is about like a week ahead of us on this whole curve thing.
Yep.
So that's good news. And obviously, Texas hasn't been hit as hard.
Right.
I don't think we're going to be hit as hard. We're more rural than California. So that's really good. And we also got the benefit of not being one of the first states hit. So we can prepare a little more. But I'm very encouraged by a lot of the stuff I'm hearing right now. So hope you guys are safe. Hope you're actually taking this time. I know it's hard, but hopefully we can find some enjoyment in all this. And that's why we're here today, because we've been watching Legion. And it is freaking rocking my socks off.
We love this show.
It's unbelievable.
We're crazy
so
big
good.
Legion fans.
Oh, it's so
like,
good.
Like, super hardcore. We love it. And we it's hard to not talk about it. We're like, we got to save something to talk to you guys about.
Totally.
So,
In fact, I finished it today, this morning, because I was telling Adam, I got to the end of episode 5 last night. It was midnight, and I was half asleep, and like... No, I got to stay up and finish this. I'm ready to take notes. And then it got a little dark and scary. I was like, whoop! I'm like, this show creeps me out.
It is. It is super creepy.
It's really good.
And it's like, not like horror scary. It's more like really bad acid trip scary. And
like
that's a different
thriller.
Kind of scary. And it's, it's scary.
For sure.
It doesn't feel great.
Absolutely. All right, let me get my notes up here.
All right. So we've done seasons, we've done episodes one through three.
Yep.
This is Legion.
Yeah.
It is streaming on Hulu.
Yes.
You can watch episode or seasons one through two.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not seen us do one through three, you definitely want to check that
out.
You
can go back and watch it, or you can listen to it in podcast form.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. And so, but also, it'd be really fun if you're at home, you're looking for something to watch, go through. We want to get some feedback.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring the comments up on Facebook. We got a bunch of people on there watching.
We still it's still figuring out this new system.
It is. It is. It's really
fun.
I'm going to jump off.
But we
do
want to know who's been watching with us. What do you guys think so far? Man, I mean, we'll start like, so let's just recap one through three real quick.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So one through three starts out Legion, who any X-Men comic fan knows, any Marvel comic fan knows, he's Professor X's son, but they don't do anything with that, at least so far in the show. This show is more about just taking this character and going on a deep dive that I don't believe the comics have ever done.
Yeah.
I used to be a huge X-Men fan. At least through when I was a huge X-Men fan till about 2005, they never deep-dived this kind of stuff on Legion. So there's this whole thing where the creators of the show, Noah Hawley, who also created Fargo, which is excellent.
Yeah.
You guys should check that out.
I'm excited to start jumping into that.
It's amazing. Season 2 is one of the greatest seasons of TV I've ever seen. But he creates this show, and he gets just like carte blanche of kind of whatever he wants to do with it.
Yeah.
And, but what we know about Legion is he's basically one of the most powerful mutants, if not the most powerful mutant, and he's crazy. Like, his brain is just all messed up.
Just, yeah, there's so many layers to the craziness, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it starts out, he thinks he's schizophrenic, and by the end of the episode, you're not actually crazy, it's your power. And episodes one through three is really just kind of, it's all set up. It's just explaining who the characters are and kind of like what is going on with this guy's head.
Yeah.
You know?
And you feel a bit crazy watching
it. Oh, yeah. It kind of doesn't make sense.
And I've heard this from a lot of different people who have watched episodes one through three. They basically kind of mid-episode two went, what the hell? Like, I don't know what's going on. To me, it's starting to now, mm-hmm. and I think it really will pay off pretty big time.
Totally.
Because I think that he layered it in such an incredible way that was, it made you feel kind of what David, the main character, Legion, is feeling.
Oh yeah, dude,
and
it's crazy.
I can't say enough about this from the different shots that they take, the cinematography aspect of it, the camera work in it, the attention to detail in the background stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
The color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying earlier, we were both like, what period of time is this?
Yeah.
Because they've got Tommy guns, and then they've got tech we don't have yet.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
They've got color schemes that were really big in the
60s. Yeah.
Shiplap up on walls, very 60s. But then things were obviously incredibly futuristic at the same time, so you just can't quite put your finger on anything.
Yeah, yeah. So I did some like research this time on the background and making of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm really avoiding spoilers, and so far I've done that, which is
nice.
Awesome. Because this is the kind of show where there's going to be a lot of those.
Yeah.
But the truth, like what the creator said, he says that it's purposeful that you don't know what time period
it's
in.
Love
he said that he didn't even know what time period it is. And this goes really well with one through three because you don't know what's going on. But I read this today, too, and this cracks me up, that Dan Stevens is the guy who plays David.
Okay.
And they actually did not even tell him what was true or what wasn't. And, like, I guess they constantly kept lying to him on the set. So he wouldn't even know what's going on when he was doing his
scenes.
That's brilliant. So literally, like, that crazy acting he's doing, it's like he's partially really doing it. Like, it's partially real.
Imagine shooting a scene and you're focused and thinking, hey, this is from as an actor's perspective, this is where my character's at, this is what I'm wanting to do, but yet the whole scene is crafted a completely different way, so you get that feel like everything else is in place except for him. That's brilliant.
It's awesome.
Oh my gosh,
I absolutely love it. I love how they film this show. So we end season or episode three, there's all this crazy stuff's going on in his head. We kind of think like maybe somebody else is in there or messing with him, or at least he's got these like really crazy safeguards on his memory.
Yep.
And then they all get out barely, like of his memories, and then you're like, but he's still asleep.
Yes.
And that's where we left in episode 3.
Yes, we leave with this. He's lost.
Yeah, he's trapped in his own mind.
He's somewhere deep in there.
Yeah.
They barely get out. That's the whole scene in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then episode 4 starts.
Oh yeah,
haven't seen.
Yeah, new guy.
A new guy in a monologue.
Yes.
And you're like, you know what I actually did? I actually paused it. I was like, oh shit, I started way too late because I've never seen this guy.
Uh-huh.
I probably, you know, I was supposed to go episode 4. I must be on episode like 8. And so I stopped and I was like, oh no, it's actually episode 4. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is.
Oh,
all right, let's get it going.
I know. It was awesome. And then what I really loved about it too is the actor is Jermaine Clement. And Jermaine Clement, if you guys like Fly the Conchords, he's one of the Fly the Conchords.
Yeah, I knew I recognized him. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's just fantastic actor.
Yes.
He's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I watched it on HBO. The specials always pop up, and so
yeah.
They still have him vaulted over there.
Yes.
So, oh, my gosh. Okay. I knew I'd recognize him.
Oh, to see him in the show just made me so happy.
Oh, dude. Okay.
He's great. So we go into episode 4, and he goes in this monologue, and some of the stuff, like I wrote down a couple of things he said, but it was, so he talks about how like right now there's two stories going on, and there's two stories in life that we all follow, and he says, and I could tell like the foreshadowing of what's coming,
yeah.
But he says like you're basically choosing a path of empathy, which you could say love or sympathy, and then fear, and I was like, okay. Now we're going somewhere. Like this is gonna be really interesting what they do with this.
And that pays off later on, not to try to jump too far ahead.
Yeah.
But in a scene with Aubrey Plaza where she makes mention of this line, she says, I don't get why you guys are all about this love stuff.
Yeah.
And it's that, right?
Yes.
It's him trying to figure out which path he's on.
Yeah.
And she's obviously trying to choose the path of fear. And I love that he did it in the form of like a children's story.
Oh yeah.
Because that obviously harkens back to episode 3, I think, where they start reading the story of the kid, and it's just like super twisted and demented, like
crazy.
The dad cuts the head off kind of thing,
uh-huh.
And you're going, that's not a children's story.
I know,
but then he frames them both in a children's story, and you're like,
there's
just nothing wasted.
No, not at all.
I love
it. And in these episodes, the new ones, like, so much opens up. And that's the other thing he says in the, which now after finishing episode 6 makes even more sense.
Yeah.
But he says that the past is an illusion.
Yes.
And like we build our own past. And that just means so much from coming in this show because Legion, they can't figure out like what memories are real or not. And Legion himself doesn't even know. So that was like really big.
Yeah, that was huge. There's multiple times where they, as they're going in, they basically make mention of, because they're in the real, but as they enter into a scene, and they're transitioning, they're like, hey, just remember, we don't know if this is real or not.
Yeah, totally.
Like, they're aware that they're, and here's what's awesome about it, I think. I love the fact that when they transition from reality to a false reality or a dual reality or whatever else, it's seamless in the show.
Oh, see, totally.
Instead of, like, where so many shows before, you know, I this is what I remember. Like, remember this really weird analogy, but Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
When they would do, like, a dream sequence, it would be all, like, cloudy and foggy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you obviously always were able to denote where you were at. Here you don't.
No.
It's seamless.
There's no hand-holding.
At all.
You know, it's like you, and
so
I think.
They're lost and we're lost.
Oh, yeah. and like, it's like what I love about this show is probably also why a lot of people don't watch it is because it's not the kind of show you just put on as comfort food.
No, not at all.
You know, it's like you are going. Yeah, I know. I'm like totally out of the frame here.
I'm like, keep
sorry, Instagram. I'm going to just be the voice off. But like, this show is one you have to engage in.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's why, like, it's perfect for a binge because you're kind of more engaged. And we're all like, this is why we got to talk it out because we are all missing something.
Yes.
You know, there's just so much.
Absolutely.
And unless you're stopping every 5 seconds and writing everything down.
Yes.
There's just so much going on. And then, like, not only – he talks about the past as illusion, and literally 5 minutes later you got the scene where you see David and his sister with the dog, and they're talking to that guy, and there's like, or they're talking to his sister, and she's like, "What dog? There's never a dog." And you realize that whole time, all his memories, he sees a dog, but it was just in his mind.
Dude, that's the craziness to me is because I remember the the first episode where he thinks it's one guy getting out of the car and then realizes it's her.
Yeah.
This happens so often where the things that we are seeing, you realize you don't even know if it's actually real.
Yeah.
And there's this line that they use. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I loved this line. And he said, "Who are we if not the stories we tell ourselves?"
Yeah, oh, that's great.
And I was like, that is just damn good writing.
That is really good.
Because that's so true. Mm-hmm. We how many of us now have memories from when we were kids, and they're framed in a very specific way that is kind of the story we told ourselves of how it went.
Yeah.
And so that's David's whole life, except that's happening on so many different layers that he doesn't really know what's real and what's not real. Oh, when, so good.
When he's in his room, in like that white room that's he's memory there, the painting changes.
And it's
different based on his mood.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't catch that.
Dude, stuff like that is just it's awesome. And so like what we get next is that all of a sudden the late, what's her name? Miss Bird. She's back at the it's like an X-Men Academy, but not really.
Yeah, you know? It's like
that alarm goes off, and she sees the frozen guy.
Yes.
Who, and I just wrote down, because I wrote this when I was watching episode four, I just wrote, who is the frozen guy?
Yeah.
It's so weird. We find out that he's like her long-lost husband.
Yes.
And now he's like stuck in the astral plane too.
And he's crazy. He's the one from the, I don't remember if it was episode. He does a monologue.
Yeah, at the beginning.
They're like episode two or three, he's the voice of the coffee machine. He's the voice in the elevator.
That makes sense, okay.
So it's him.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember she said, do you want me to tell that story? Yeah. I haven't heard it. She dumps her coffee out. That's all him.
Yeah.
And so she obviously has this desire to, he's not gone.
Yeah.
And they even, I think, like, foreshadow that really well with his voice being recorded different places.
Yeah.
But at first you're like, who the heck are you?
It's crazy. Because he's wearing that diver's suit. Like that old diver suit.
When you think there couldn't be a more eccentric character in the show, they're like, "Oh, just wait, we will show you weird as hell."
Yeah,
you thought that was weird. Mm-hmm. Let's introduce you to him.
And that takes us to episode five, where they meet, but they meet in the astral plane.
Yes.
Now that was one of my favorite scenes yet.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, where he just grabs them, they go up that ladder, and they're in that. I love the line where he's like, "You can basically do whatever you want here." He's like, but I can't get the temperature down. He has no idea that his body is in that frozen thing. That's just so funny. Oh, let's see.
And again, the David in the actual episode. No, this is what I can't get over. No matter where he's at, it is weird.
Yeah.
Like weird. And he's always kind of like looks right. He has the same reaction.
Yeah.
Whether he wakes up and he's in a dream, or whether he wakes up and he's in an ice cube with some random dude, he's always kind of like, "Is this real? Like, has that? Am I supposed to be here?"
Uh-huh.
Everywhere he goes,
absolutely.
So you feel like this guy has no idea what's going on at any given time.
Yeah, he really doesn't, and that's where we finally like get the And I said last week that I had a feeling that there was some like kind of possession thing going on.
Yes,
and this is where that guy, and I can't remember his name. I think it's Oscar. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Or Oliver, one of those.
Oliver.
Okay.
Yep.
So Oliver is her long-lost husband that's stuck here. He tells him, like, oh, there's another part of you that's out there. It's not, like, actually you, but it's been a part of you since you were a kid.
Yes.
And you're safe in here.
Yep.
But if you go out there, and he's like, it's like a parasite.
Yes.
Which, so that means it's been latched onto him this whole time.
The entire time.
You know, which just, like, totally fits the comic book Shadow King narrative.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I'm really, I mean, obviously episode six, we'll talk about in a minute, goes even more into that.
Yes.
But that was crazy. And so that's where you finally get it. And you realize, like, episodes four, five, and six now, we're finally starting to get a narrative.
Yes, the
story. We're out of the craziness a little bit. Now we're getting the narrative, and it's really good.
And I love it because where I think it's going is it looks like we're moving out of the chaos into... Now we've got some big-time players. And obviously the Shadow King, which I'm assuming that's you're right, that's who it is, obviously plays a huge part in it. But this fear, and then you have him and the girlfriend on the other side who have love.
Yeah.
You have her, I'm so bad at like remembering characters' names, Oliver's wife.
She's like Mrs. Bird.
Mrs. Bird. So you have her in love, but also operating constantly in fear that she won't get him back. So you have this flip-flop of fear and love, these two opposites that are constantly at play with one another. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I thought was really interesting. His girlfriend's name, what is...
Sydney?
Sid, so Sid. Sid, she... This is what I thought was awesome. All of a sudden, because there's that one scene where they're all in the forest.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, that was great.
And it's like they each have their own inner monologue happening, in their own scene, but they're somehow together.
Yeah, together.
And we get Carrie and Carrie. Yeah. Now we now finally know both of their names. Yeah. We know their backstory.
Yes. Which was great.
Which was just super fantastic. So cool. I love that. That came out a white kid, and it was supposed to be a native and kid, and then the dad leaves, and then all of a sudden he shows up. She shows up.
She only ages when she's outside.
So he's getting older.
That was crazy.
But she's obviously like all about fighting. She's always ready for a fight.
Yeah, she says she protects him.
Yes.
And there's that one scene later where he's like doing something. He keeps looking over his back because she's not there.
You can see like he knows, and they obviously feel each other. It's like something different. When the fight scene, he feels what's going on. Yeah. He physically manifests what's going on. She heals faster even.
Yep.
But what was interesting for me was Sid in that scene and coming out of that scene. Sid is now seeing things.
Yes.
Constantly, like David does. So there's some sort of crazy connection that they have beyond the, like, create a secret room for us to have sex in.
That was wild.
I thought it was brilliant.
It was
like,
very smart.
That's freaking awesome.
Totally wild. I'll check in with some comments real quick.
Yeah.
Head Quaker says, seems like you have to watch a Memento style. Watch a few episodes and go back.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely. I could see this being like a Memento type movie, Fight Club movie, where it's actually like even maybe richer the second time through.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is my first time through, so it's like I'm kind of getting the wow factor piece and stuff together. But I bet you're right that if you go through it again, it would just get even richer and richer. And let's see, Sammy Whammy. Outsider, Lock and Key are the best shows to binge watch. Nice. We'll have to check those out next. Have we figured out the comments yet on Facebook?
Facebook, you think we're just ignoring you. It's just because no comics
are
coming up.
We're not ignoring you, Facebook. We'll get them up and going.
Yeah.
Let me look at my notes here.
Another thing I was thinking though with Sid is that as she's seen these things, she finally has a realization that she doesn't know David like she thinks she does.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so then that's her love and fear. It's like everyone has this love and fear thing that's happening, and she's thinks she gets him. But in that scene with, what's the dude that you think his name is?
Shadow King.
No, the other guy with the curly hair and the different colored eyes.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about that guy. He's the one hunting David with his group.
Yes.
And he's able to make the world kind of different, create a false reality, and you can see through it if you snap out of it, but if you're unaware, he can basically make you think things are different than they are. And in the comics, they haven't said his name, so I don't know he's the exact same character,
right?
But I can definitely tell he's based off a character called Mastermind or Jason Wingard. And what's interesting is the way he's using his power. That's the way that in the comics Mastermind convinced Dark Phoenix to kind of work for the Hellfire Club for a while by always keeping her in this false reality.
Yeah.
And you see that like when they go to see the doctor.
Yes.
And the only tell is like the eye is off. You know, like
that
the
is?
Cloudy
yes.
eye.
Yeah.
That's
the
only tell that you're in the false reality.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so, but you notice as soon as they kind of figure stuff out, it like goes away.
Yeah.
And
so,
let
me ask you, there's the lighthouse scene
where
they follow him all the way to the lighthouse. It obviously is a setup.
Yeah.
Is the doctor working the entire time? Is he the guy behind all of this trying to exploit David?
I don't know. And that's what we still don't know. What does this group want him for?
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
we know, like, now we know that Miss Bird, her intentions for David aren't completely, like, they're a little selfish.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because she wants him to wake up her husband.
That's what she's all about.
You know, and he's the only one. And she's trying to, like, convince the others that's not it, only it.
But it's totally it.
They know. And so we got that. She's got this selfish reason for helping him.
Yep.
These guys are after him for a reason.
Yep.
And then the Shadow King character has been with him since a child because he just kind of found him, realized the power he has, and is like, oh, this can be my host body
where
I can cause all my mischief, whatever I want. All
right, so let's take it a little bit deeper, and I'm just going to set you up.
Yeah.
So you're going to take it deeper.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
There are some comments I can finally see here. What's up, Bam? What's up, Joseph? Baba? What's up, Felix, Allen, Kevin? Baba is saying, work for a railroad. Got my letter for traveling day as an essential business.
Nice.
That's good. All right. In case they start shutting down Rose. I thought you were getting this guy a new hat, says James. let's see. Steve saying, if I order the boxes on the 15th of last month, will I get a box this month? I haven't received any tracking info. Yeah, the 15th is the cutoff date. Steve, one of our mods will reach out to you. Just so we won't do a ton of customer service on this, so we can keep it going. But we'll have somebody reach out to you so that we can get that answer for you, brother. Okay, so here's the deep dive. So what I know from what you said last week about the Shadow King, the Shadow King essentially gets, tell me if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, gets trapped in the astral plane by Professor X. Okay.
Yeah, so when they were
younger, some sort of battle.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, and comic fans, you correct me if I'm wrong. If I remember correctly, the Shadow King is like, he's like a Middle Eastern guy.
Okay.
I think he's from Egypt.
Okay.
And at some point, Professor X, when his powers are going, the Shadow King recognizes this new powerful telepath.
Okay.
And I think he attacks Professor X.
Okay.
And Professor X just shuts him down. It's like, and what he does is he basically kicks his mind off of his body and just projects him into the astral plane.
Okay.
And then he's stuck there forever, kind of just... So he was a human, like mutant,
yes,
but with a body, and now he's completely detached from his body forever.
Right.
And wandering, just looking for host bodies to take over. Yeah.
So, if that's the case, here's what I'm wondering. I don't know this, so I've been avoiding spoilers, but I'm wondering if that's the case, there, because so we've now we've got Oliver in the astral plane.
Yeah.
We've got the Shadow King that we know is kicked there. And we have poor David, who apparently can just jump in and out of both of those places, which is super interesting because both of them, Oliver and the Shadow King, are stuck.
Yeah.
But David is able to go back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, we now know his power is crazy.
Yeah.
Understanding that, I'm assuming Aubrey Plaza's character is the Shadow King.
Yeah, based on episode 6.
Yes, on episode... So can we jump to...
Oh, yeah, let's just jump around.
We'll jump around a little bit. Is that all right? So based on episode 6, it looks like, and kind of hinting at different things that happen, that she is that character. With that being said, she makes mention a couple times of trying to get out.
Yeah.
So my guess is you have... that where we're going is the Shadow King is trying to... is attached itself as an organism to David and is trying to use David to get out into another host body. That's and then I'm assuming it's going to try to kill David because of sins of the fathers type thing?
Man, that's great.
I don't know.
So I would say yes, except for the last minute of episode 6 where he tells David, like, I just need your body. I don't need your mind.
Okay.
And so at the very end of episode 6, the mind gets trapped away and he wakes up and it's like, you know, the Shadow King's fully controlling him.
Yes.
And so that's where I'm like, I think the Shadow King actually wants, because of David's power, I think he wants to stay in David, but just completely take him over.
So he becomes David.
Yeah, and just basically erase David's whole mind and soul, basically.
Yeah.
And just, or keep it trapped forever.
Yeah.
That's what I think the aim is.
Okay. I like that. Because, so episode 5, help me recap episode 5.
So episode 5, it's like we get some of the great action scenes.
Yes.
We get when he discovers Carrie. He's looking over and he discovers. He's like looking at a thing. He's like, whoa, I see this, like this face come over.
Yeah.
David's not alone in there.
Yes.
We see that. We get that awesome place where Sydney sees the heat signature.
Yes.
And when she sees it, she actually sees that fat version, like that fat face, weird looking thing, like with the yellow eyes. Because
this is where they show up, right, for the battle. They're like, hey, we got to go. David left.
Yep.
And we show up, and it's that weird, whatever the hell this battle sequence is of him cutting people halfway off inside of.
No, that was crazy.
Like, when it's just creepy as hell.
You see David's power
on
the, when they're watching the cameras.
Yes.
And he just... he's just like
he's like dancing,
obliterating
almost, right?
All those guys. Yeah, well, he's like, yeah, he does it at one point. Yeah. He does a one, two,
yeah,
three, and like, they just like they're all like body yeah. pieces.
And we did get to see my favorite dude back. He just shows up to open the door and it's like the door goes.
Oh
like,
yeah,
flat.
The flicker guy. That guy's
oh,
awesome.
Oh man, that's I don't know if that's his superpower, but that's freaking. I didn't know that was an option. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's great. So we get that, and then we get that awesome scene, and now five and six are blurring together for me. But I love it when, and this goes back to the love-fear dynamic,
yeah.
where Sydney goes back to see David, and he's playing the Rainbow Connection from Muppets.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
On a freaking banjo, like, yeah. or I don't know if that's like a sitar or whatever.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was so incredible.
That was such a great scene.
And he's obviously bewildered.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was doing it, I think, to keep... Because he knew if he couldn't talk to her.
Yes, yeah. And he's like kind of pointing at the at the two entrances.
Yeah.
And the one entrance is the kid or the dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog's in the one entrance. Yeah. And then...
And she opens the thing and sees
we get
that creepy guy.
Creepy-ass scene.
Yeah.
Where this thing just starts walking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and she's terrified, running around the room trying to stop.
Yeah.
David's like, at this point, his eyes are glazed over. Which is, that's what I can't understand, is the dynamic between who's more powerful. Like, he's more powerful, but somehow...
I think he's more powerful, but I think the Shadow King...
Is able to control.
...has had him for such a long time and created so many false memories that he's like, since he's kind of hidden to David, it's... I think he has a power over him through deception.
Yes.
That he wouldn't otherwise be able to have if he was face-to-face with him. And because they said at that one point that... He's like, I've been with you since you were a baby. Like,
yes, that's one of the lines that I wrote down too. Was
yeah,
like we've been together since birth.
Yes, that's crazy.
That's super crazy.
So that means he really has. And then what he says, he's like, Carrie, he's like, he is schizophrenic, but it's not him. It's an outside person who's also in there.
Yeah.
And then episode six is basically like, it seems like.
That, it's
they
so
all got trapped in the astral plane.
Yes.
Based on, like, the Shadow King probably using David's power.
Yep.
Pulled all their minds into there.
Yep.
Now they all think they're back in the loony bin.
And so Aubrey Plaza at this stage is essentially a psychiatrist.
Yes.
And it just gets
freaking she's getting them to be vulnerable with her, and so she can use all that against them. That was nuts.
That got really, really intense.
Oh, yeah.
And David doesn't know. And what was cool is, like... what's the guy who can read people's like past and all that?
I can always forget his name.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Yeah, he can read their memories when he's within.
So there's that scene where the two of them are sitting there watching the guy drool.
Yeah,
which is what we saw in episode one.
Yes,
but instead it was Aubrey Plaza
and him.
Who was sitting there, and so she's actually like replaying the memories that he had before. And yet Sid somehow plays such a key in all of this, because Sid is seeing things that she's not supposed to see.
Well, and it goes back to like that the past is an illusion, because what the Shadow King's basically doing is rewriting their memories based on ones that are real.
Yeah.
You know?
And gosh.
Like, man, this show's got layers. It has got layers on it.
It is so good.
It is so good. I'm just absolutely... Let me check in on Instagram here after... ranting a little bit. We're way back here. Oh, Sammy says, so glad to see you guys doing good. With so much negativity in the world, you guys are a ray of sunlight. Thank you, Sammy.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's really cool to hear.
Head Clicker says, Venom attacks the Brock to kill Parker. It's kind of a tangent. Yeah, but
it's true.
It's very similar.
Yep.
It's just that's like the physical symbiosis, and this is a mental one.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of similarities there. All right. Yep, that's...
Yeah, I think I just don't even know if it's updating over here. So
sorry, Facebook, we're still figuring it out.
Yeah, we'll do some because we're doing it basically watching like you would on an iPad, and it just keeps
because we have
updating.
A full camera system set up now.
We'll get that sorted, but so episode six, we see them essentially the entire episode. They're stuck.
Yeah, it was pretty much the whole episode.
Like the whole episode, they're basically stuck in with her as a psychiatrist. She's going through each of their stories. We see the backstory of the guy who can read people's minds, finding his mom dead.
Yeah.
We start to see a little bit of the cracks that are there. We see the weird scene at the end where the eyes open in the actual room.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And so, I don't know.
Or when she basically also, like, or he, Shadow King, yeah. but it's Aubrey Plaza is like the mm-hmm. the vessel he's using in his memory.
Yeah.
But like when that scene where he's laying down and she's kind of revealing herself to him and just like on him, climbs
yeah.
on him.
Yeah, she's like spinning around.
Yeah, and then it just flips and you see that like that gnarly looking thing on top of him.
Yep.
And then it goes back to Aubrey Plaza and you just see like she's like basically that's when she says the thing like, I just need your body. I don't need your mind.
I don't need your mind, yeah.
But she's basically like, I have you. That's where like the full reveal comes out that like,
dude,
I've got you. And that was nuts. That was like super intense. And earlier in the episode, we get like, the sense that like the Shadow King's really starting to celebrate victory because
yes.
we have that dance scene.
Yes, yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
Where Aubrey Plaza's just dancing
yep.
like, gleefully in the dark.
And that was... That was just super. And I said this before. It feels kind of like art housey
yeah.
at times
yeah.
to me, where all of a sudden she's just dancing and she's going
yeah.
in to each of the old memories.
Yes,
all those scenes she's dancing over them.
Uh-huh.
We realize that Lenny wasn't the one in that scene where they did the drugs out of the weird frog.
Benny.
It was Benny, and he
yeah.
was like a really big dude.
Yeah.
And so all they're starting to piece together.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what's actually real? What's not real?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Sid's freaking out. Trying to figure out, have you guys seen that the
uh-huh.
door's there sometimes
yeah.
and not there? But they're all back in La La Land.
Yeah.
And then, so there's this one, and I don't get what this means, but when Carrie and Carrie, when they come in on that scene for the very first time, they kind of show them all in that waiting room.
Yeah.
Carrie and Carrie are playing ping pong
uh-huh.
without a ball.
Yes.
And they're just going back and forth, and they swing over. She says something, and as they swing back, now they have a ball.
Yeah,
it's almost like the whole memory isn't there yet. It's
uh-huh.
kind of getting created as it goes, and I'm
yeah.
like, that's the kind of stuff that somebody's thinking through that piece and going, hey, you know what? Well,
yeah.
I don't get it all, but I freaking love it.
It's some of the smartest filmmaking I've ever
yes.
seen. Just like, and you can tell, and I said this to you earlier, but. But you can tell, like, being an FX show and being, like,
yep.
a late show, like, they probably didn't know what it was going to do.
Yeah.
Didn't get a great viewership. So the budget was low on this
yeah.
show. But what they're able to do with that budget is, like, crazy.
It's
like,
insane.
They
insane.
Maxed it out. And
yep.
I'm as somebody who really appreciates film and
yeah.
stuff, I'm really floored by how they did this show.
Yep, yep.
I'm just bummed I didn't watch it when it was out.
I know.
Like, I'm glad I'm watching it now, but
I we still got
feel
two
like I'm
full
late.
Seasons ahead
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, I know.
It was hard to not try to watch the next one.
Yeah.
So I said this morning there was 9. I thought there was, but I think there's only 8, right?
Okay, yeah. So we'll just, we'll spend more time on, like, those final
yeah,
two episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming we're about to see, because we end with, it's not Sid, it's Mrs. Bird who
yeah.
goes through the wall.
Yes.
And she's now in David's house, which
yeah.
this has to signify something. That
mm-hmm.
must mean,
yeah.
because that's where Sid said, I know where he's at. He went back to where it all started.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, and then the comment about the trees on the wall. That
yeah.
There's just so much that happens in that place.
Oh, yeah.
So there's something that's going to be there. But what was so crazy is that as Mrs. Bird is there. This is where the
yeah.
eyes open up, which
oh,
is
yeah.
obviously the Shadow King.
Yeah.
Is that if the Shadow King had the eyes as the building,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that whole building is actually false and it's a construct that the Shadow King made?
I mean, definitely what they're in right now is a construct.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means all those memories were.
And we learned that he's adopted.
Yes, I was actually just
okay.
going to talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was a
yeah,
big, like, what?
Now, and that's one of those things, like, is it real? Like, I mean, it feels like it's a real, reveal.
Yeah.
Because his sister tells him.
Yes.
But I don't know because, I don't know. We don't know what's real in the show.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Here's what I think. I think the sister has a huge role. because what, remember what Aubrey Plaza was trying to get the sister to say was, there's some secret.
Yeah.
Tell me whatever the secret is.
Yeah.
And she drops the hey, he's adopted.
Yeah.
And then she kind of starts reeling.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the secret.
Yeah.
I actually think the sister has something else that she knows.
Oh, yeah.
Because, number one, she plays way too big of a role
mm-hmm.
in this. His connection to her is insane.
Yeah.
Beyond, it feels like just
yeah.
my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's constantly going out to rescue her.
Uh-huh.
Three, why was she such an ass to him in that whole scenario?
And that's
she was so mean.
And that's when I'm wondering if that was real or not.
Right.
Or if that was, like, the Shadow King, like, playing as her.
Yeah, like, this is the one you actually love the most,
yeah,
and so I'm
yeah.
going to make her.
Like, I'm just going to destroy you
yeah.
through her.
But she took his pie? I'm like, All the bugs.
Oh, like, yeah, it's gross. But then they got the scene where the sister's like, being around you makes me want to vomit. You know?
And like, and that really, really weird scene where she feels up Sid, hardcore, and slaps her on the butt. Yes. I was like, that's what made me think it was a Shadow King.
It's some taunting.
Big time, where you're like,
yeah.
Like, what the heck? It's like this weird power play. Oh.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like he's gloating.
Yes.
Like, oh, I've got you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen next. It's crazy. I'm really fascinated to see how they end this season.
Yeah.
And then where they go from here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I feel like they could do this for a long time, but seasons usually end with a climax that builds into a new kind of story.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Or are we going to get just like a continuous story, like with Breaking Bad or something?
Right. Yeah. We're kind of. Yeah. I can see that.
You know.
Yeah. So, or is this like, hey, the Shadow King escapes?
Yeah.
That Oliver escapes. One of them does. One of them doesn't. Neither of them do. There's so many different ways now that we have a storyline.
Yeah.
That we're going towards.
Yeah. It's really fascinating.
It's so good.
Yeah. So if you guys have not yet watched it, catch up.
Yes.
We only got 2 episodes for next week, so not too hard to catch up. These shows go fast. Being on FX originally meant they had commercials, so they're not even a full hour. So you guys can get through them fast. But, yeah, if you guys are enjoying this, like we are really excited to get into next week with the finale really of season 1. So, yeah, I mean, that's it for now, guys. We'll be live again Friday.
Yep.
I'm trying to have a video up tomorrow. We'll also convert this to podcast form if you got in late. And then Friday we'll be live. We'll have more updates and possibly be already sending out some PC boxes by Friday. So
get that one all caught up, and then hopefully we'll be able to stay right on track with the other ones. We're just waiting again for stuff to come in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're hearing, as hard as everything is, and it's probably a lot of what you're seeing is what we're seeing, and if you're watching any kind of news media, it is bleak. It is negative, and we're not trying to sugarcoat it or make light of it, obviously, whatsoever. Yeah. I have friends who are personally affected or actually infected with it. I know a couple people now who have it, it's incredibly scary. But what we're starting to hear is these little reports of things kind of going back to a new normal. We're getting ahead of different things. Stuff's getting. The quarantine is starting to help. The social distancing is starting to help. So from a shipping perspective, stuff is still coming in and out. So while this is happening with you guys, what we are going to do is make sure that we get the stuff to you.
Yes.
We want to get you your boxes so that you have something that you're able to. That's our commitment to you, that we are going to keep cranking this stuff out. So that however long it takes to get back to what will obviously be a new normal, whatever that normal looks like, that this is something you can count on during this time. So that's
totally really, yep, exactly what he really said. Big. So yeah, we're still here, guys. We're operating. It's good news, and we're catching up.
Yes.
And hopefully, from what Adam was saying and what we're believing, you know, we try to stay positive even when things are crazy.
Yeah.
But we're really believing, like, we believe things looks like things might be turned around soon. So once we're caught up, we'll be caught up and stay that way.
Yep.
So
that's
what
we're exciting.
That's what we're hoping
really
for.
Excited. So. And there are some. We're not. I'm just going to throw this kind of drop this out there. I don't know how many people will really hear this, but there is some really big announcements coming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Some massive really announcements coming from BamBox. We're tabling that right now because of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But as soon as that. We're able to start talking about that, and this starts to shift.
Yeah,
it is something that we couldn't be more excited about. Yeah. So there's a couple of them, but one in particular is going to be really, really big.
Yeah, really huge. Big, really exciting, exciting stuff. So, all right, guys, have an awesome rest of the day. Binge, you know, catch up on Legion, watch something else. Give us recommendations.
Yes.
Because hey, you know, as time goes on, we might keep this going. Even after the social distancing.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear more shows that you guys want to deep dive on and all kinds of stuff. So we're building up our content base and just lots of fun stuff. So have an awesome rest of the day, and we'll see you guys live again